Blog Talk Radio.
The following is intended only for mature audience.
Wow, what's up, everyone? Welcome to the day after hump day, Katrina's second favorite day. But
that's
not
right,
quite as her favorite as the hump day, because nothing can replace the hump day. But
well, like, what's her face right here?
What's her face is here, and you know why? It's because we are also excited to have the one and only Dr. Brian Landers. Yes, that's right. He's a doctor. He's an expert. He knows what he's talking about, contrary to the rest of us. He's going to be joining us in the second half of the show. We're going to dive into some really cool ways that you can do a lot of home remedies at home, obviously, and avoid going to that doctor and having someone shove his finger up your ass with a latex belt. That's just not fun. And wait,
no, he was on the show when we first started last summer, and he was. I went to see him Monday and had him crack my back.
He got
all these kinds of fantastic things. No, but he like it was intimate because this bitch saw me with my shirt off. Y'all don't see me with my shirt off. Hell, I don't like to look at myself with my shirt off. Like, I keep my shirt on until I've got to get in the shower, and then I try not to look down.
Oh, Lord.
But I've always been that kid.
That's too much work.
That's way too much work. I like my boobies. If you don't like yours, that's very unfortunate.
I got bigger tits than the midget. So, I mean, he's like, I went in there, and he's like, okay, you got to have your shirt off for 6 minutes. So I take my button-down shirt. He's like, oh, no, T-shirt off, too. I was like, oh, hell no. He's like, it's okay. I'm a doctor. I don't judge. I'm like, bitch, I don't care who you are. I'm like, Joe, don't even get no. It was I was texting Karen. I was like, I'm losing my shit. He's like, I'm going to breathe, stupid.
Right. I know. Like, who cares? The doctor is the main person you're not supposed to be embarrassed with. You're just like, oh, well, here it is. This is what it is. Oh, well.
I have a really hot doctor, and anytime I go in there and I talk about, like, stomach problems, I am so embarrassed. yet if he wants to do, like, you know, a breast exam or something else, I'm like, yeah, go ahead, big boy, what's up? Come on, game me.
Well, I mean, it's great,
but if I actually have problems, it's embarrassing. I'm like, okay, so there's this thing going on in my bowel. Can you fix it?
Right.
And he'll think I'm hot.
Oh, my.
No, it's okay.
Well, you know what's always embarrassing? Like, I don't know if girls have the same problem, but Jeff, you can relate. Like, especially going to Dr. Brian and chiropractic and all that stuff. Like, I get so nervous, especially if it's a guy doctor and I'm just sitting there in that little paper gown. I'm like, shoot, I can't help it. I'm always horny as fuck, yo. I'm going to pop a stranger wood. And you know that.
That's
a piece of paper.
That's embarrassing.
I don't really have to worry about that. Last I checked, I've never had a stranger wood. I've called a few, but I've never had one.
But not actually did one.
All right, well, let's think of the female equivalent. Like, Karen or Katrina, what happens if your nipples get all hard? Like, they could cut glass when the doctor
wants. It's just cold.
When
I see my hot doctor, there's probably a lot of moisture, but he doesn't know that.
Oh.
You know, my aunt was a hoe. She used to turn the air conditioner on before she'd take the car to the garage, like, even in the dead of winter. So she'd get hard nipples, and she had, like, perfect boobs, so she didn't really have to wear a bra. And she would go. She would get her the hard nipple discount. Bitch wasn't playing.
Oh, my gosh. No, the most classic thing is being on a set of Power Rangers, and you hear on the, like, loudspeaker or on the you know, how everybody has a headset on, and they're like, we're getting ready. They're like, okay, everybody get ready, okay. And then all of a sudden the DP is like, Karen needs Band-Aids. Karen needed Band-Aids.
That's
you know how they keep the set really cold, so every
That's
day
awesome.
They're like, flying in Band-Aids, Karen needs Band-Aids, and I'm like, great, the whole freaking set knows Karen needs Band-Aids.
I used to get
and
duct taped.
And it was like a joke.
They used to, like, they would put an ace bandage around my boobs and then, like, duct tape them down after, like, season 1 and 2, I was a kid, so I was, like, chubby and not cute and, like, a kid. Season 3, I came back, like, bam, full grown all of a sudden, and they did everything they could to hide it. So I was ace bandaged and duct taped, and I looked like a boy.
Oh, how funny. Yeah, no, they don't. That's weird because they did that to me, too. Like, they will hire me to be a 12-year-old, but then they want to, like, duct tape my boobs down. And I'm like, well, you need to hire the 12-year-old. Grown women have grown boobs.
Exactly.
It is what it is.
Well, you know what, guys? Before we get too engrossed into tonight's show, and I know we're going to be doing a little bit of a sort of switching gears here. Jeff is going to talk a lot about his issues with the healthcare system. He's going to have a big old long rant, and we're looking forward to that. But before we jump into that and get too far down the line, we got to get your help in the chat room because you guys know we had Ethan on with us last night. Katrina, you were off cliff diving or muff diving or something, and I want to hear about that too.
Okay.
But we've got some tough decisions to make about a nickname for the newest, well, not the newest, but one of our favorite members here of the Unscripted Radio crew, Ethan Randall, needs a nickname. And so far, I've got the list. We had Big E.
I've got one to add, yeah.
Easy E. E Stash. Was that all of them?
And E Rocka.
E Rocka?
Yeah, E Rocka.
That sounds like Chewbacca. E Vodka.
Well, E Rocka, he's a rock star. E Rocka. It's hood. If you're not from the hood, you wouldn't get it.
That's true.
It sounds like vodka, and I like it.
Yeah, I'm down. Just because it's talking about booze, but.
Mm-hmm.
E Vodka. I like that one. Or I was thinking, how about something like. E Nasty or E-Peck, maybe? E-Pecker?
E-Honda.
E-Honda? What?
That's from the chat room. The E-Honda? Real Soundmaster 08 in the chat room said E-Honda. That's just fresh. It couldn't be like an E-Lexus or something.
E-Honda.
Why
are
you
going to
be low budget?
You know, you guys know what I'm doing right now? I'm hosting a party at Range Rover. With a magazine here in Vegas, and I just got in a fight with an old lady over some tequila and a beer.
You fight everybody. Uh-oh. You were just like a
At least
I'm
I don't discriminate.
On my side.
Yeah, well, I don't discriminate. I am an equal opportunity ass kicker. Like, don't disrespect me. I understand that you're the hoity-toity little ritzy, fritzy woman, but listen, I'm hosting this thing. It's not my job to get you a beer. You should drink champagne anyway.
Right, I'm the host with the most, not the maid.
Thank you. Exactly. Do you see me holding a tray? No? Okay, then, thank you.
Right. I'm here to meet and greet and make people happy.
Exactly. With my Land Rover instead of E Honda.
Yeah.
Well, they said in the chat room it's better than Elantra. I was like, yeah, now the bitch is going to be a Hyundai. Poor Ethan.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to be a Hyundai?
I still say EVE or E Rocka. That's my favorite, but I'm only one vote.
I like
EVE. All right, guys, I'm online. What's it going to be?
I like EVE. I vote for EVE.
I like EVE.
I could go with
EVE. Easy lover.
Right,
yeah, I like it. I like EVE. I think it helps him to fit in with the rest of us freaks.
Yeah,
give
him some
freak out instantly. I'm asking the chat room right now if we can get some approval for some Easy E. Of course, I'm always going to get confused now, and when I say Easy E, I'm going to think I'm looking for some ecstasy, but, you know.
Okay.
What the hell does Easy E got anything to do with ecstasy? Not that you'd even know what that it looks like.
Because it's E.
E, hello.
Ecstasy is E.
E. Jeffrey.
That's Jeffrey.
All right. It looks like we got our consensus from the chat room folks on Eazy-E. So I'm going to go ahead and start the official ceremony. Ethan, if you wouldn't mind getting down on your knees, please.
All right. Well,
Don't do it. Do not let him knight you with his stranger wood.
Right. He will
not kosher. He is not English. He has no authority. Do not fall for that, please.
Oh, wow.
What the
hell?
He's with
Scotty Too Hottie.
Ethan Randall, I now dub thee with your official unscripted radio title, please arise and be known henceforth as Eazy-E.
Hey, I didn't get this when I turned into L7. What's up with that?
I didn't get nothing when I became What's Her Face.
Oh, shoot. Right. You know, I got to do this like 5 more times. What the hell?
Hail to the air.
Jesus. All right. Oh, good Lord. Here we go. Okay. Miss Karen and Miss Katrina, would you please get on your knees?
I was already there.
That's just how we combo. Right. That's just how we combo.
All right. Here we go. Let's do this. Let's do it right.
I'm waiting.
I need some Beyonce
music. And Miss Katrina Johnson. Let it be known from this day forward throughout all the land that your official unscripted radio title, you shall now rise henceforth, Miss Ashley, and be known as L7. Miss Johnson, you may now rise and henceforth be known throughout the land as What's Her Face.
Love it.
What about Belly Fresh over there? What's going on with him?
Well,
Belly Fresh.
That's you, Fresh. Now Fresh. What is it? What's your?
He's
what's
peanut
your
butter
title?
Pants. He's peanut butter pants.
I don't think there is no fucking way in hell, bitch. I will come to that car show and mop the floor with you and your breakfast.
That sounds like fun.
Do I need to round up the band again one more time?
You are the president of the Big Titty Committee.
That's sexy. I like that. That's hot. You're
president.
You can't say no
president.
To that. You cannot say no to that.
You forgot Big Hairy Titty Committee.
Oh, God. Well, I'm not in that group. Why aren't you laughing, Jeff? Come on now.
I love you, Miss Jones.
Oh, I'm sorry. I stopped listening.
It was simply a joke.
He tunes you out. You see how that goes? If Mama don't play, Mama will tune you out.
I'm real good at it. The phone's right next to my ear, and you're all yakking at it, but I just don't listen. I'm telling you.
I made you president of the Big Titty Committee, and you didn't even accept the
I got bigger tits than the Angry Midget right now. You know, I'm saying, they'll be gone soon. Thanks to Dr. Brian Landers and Body by Vi Challenge, and I'm going to get me a Beamer. Ooh.
I got some love from the Angry Midget on our Facebook page.
Uh-oh.
I made the mistake of liking her comment, and she says, oh, you like my comment, you're going to like a little something else at the wedding. Oh.
Did you see my comment? I was like, I want a front row seat.
Yep. You know, you're going to be in on the action too, L7. Don't think I forgot about that show when I'm going to get you wasted. Don't think I forgot.
That is my favorite sound clip.
Do not think that I forgot.
Hey, I have been building up my liquor tolerance. You see, I've been like posting on my Facebook wall bottles of wine. So I'm like building it up so I can get there.
I like it.
We're going to think you have a problem, Karen.
Karen, your name Corinne, because I was just looking in the studio and under your phone number it says Corinne.
Corinne?
So I'm gonna call you Corinne from now on.
Corinne Steffens. Uh oh.
Corinne,
yeah,
that's
what I was doing all the nasty
is
books.
Is there an I instead of an A, or how does that work?
K E R I N.
Yeah, Jeff, keep reading down and see what I put under your number.
I can't even say that out loud. People will be real offended.
I like it. Go ahead. I'm waiting.
No, you won't like this. You use that nasty C word.
No. Ooh. I have a confession.
Yeah.
I use that word occasionally.
What?
Yeah.
But only if it's going to keep me from punching someone in the face. It has to be a very serious, serious offense for me to use that word.
I don't care. What about you? How you feel about that word?
About cunt?
I didn't know what word you
were talking about.
That would be the one.
What? Good Lord, Miss Cameron, Ashley, you just pulled it out. See you
next
Tuesday.
The word. I, you know, I would have expected that from me. But you, Miss Ashley, got a little spice. The unexpected spice.
I have to give you guys some because it's been a minute since I shocked you.
It's like that cell phone taser I keep in my purse. Like, it looks cute, and then it'll zap the shit out of you, and you won't see it coming because you just think it's this cute little thing. Bam!
I'm the Sour Patch Kid. I'll do something sour, and then I end up sweet.
I like it. I like it. You are like 150,000 volts of sweetness.
Right. Then a little sour.
Oh, yeah, you're serious.
You know, that word, it's never really bothered me. Like, I mean, I know it's not appropriate, and you probably shouldn't say that to someone. It's a fighting word. Like, if someone said that to me, I'd probably want to, you know, Power Ranger pimp slap their ass. But, you know, it's like.
I'm going to pay someone. I'm going to fly you out for my birthday and pay someone to say that to you so I can watch you go off. I want to see that move in action.
Right, it's like a Power Ranger pimp slap their ass. But you know what? It's like usually words don't bother me. It's more actions. Like, if you're just an ass, then that bothers me. But if you can say whatever you want. Like, it doesn't even bother me. Like, I'm like, whatever.
Oh,
you know, I'm not usually offended by words.
So that's
what if you don't see a friend over a text message? Would you Power Ranger pimp slap them?
Cool. I'm ready to Power Ranger pimp slap anybody.
That's amazing. I think that needs to happen.
Oh, my God.
I want to see so bad.
I know, right?
Well, you know what? You might be able to get to see it because if I don't hurry up and rush through this very quick primetime update, I'm going to get Power Ranger pimp slapped.
Because on that.
Dr. Brian is here soon.
Yeah, 9:30.
Yeah, well, you still have to listen to your long-ass winded story about healthcare, so that's why I wanted to get
you. I don't have no fucking story, so I hope you have one.
You were going to talk
about one.
Your tooth?
I
and
got
how
one.
You, all right. Well, save all your stories. Give me a minute. We'll collect ourselves and do our news thing.
From Unscripted Radio, this is the Primetime Update.
All right, folks. Well, guess what? The Vatican is cracking down. Yes, that's right. The Vatican Orthodoxy Watchdog announced Wednesday a full-scale overhaul of the largest umbrella group for nuns in the United States, accusing the group of taking positions that undermine the Roman Catholic teaching on the priesthood and homosexuality while promoting certain radical feminist themes incompatible with the Catholic faith. An American archbishop was appointed to oversee the reform of the Leadership Conference of Women Religious, which will include rewriting the group statute. Reviewing all its plans and programs, including approving speakers and ensuring the organization properly follows Catholic prayer and ritual. Also tonight, this is the true power of social media. The military is investigating after the wife of a Fort Carson soldier said she learned of her husband's death in Afghanistan from a posting on Facebook asking her to call about an emergency. Staff Sergeant Christopher Brown of Columbus, Ohio, was killed April 3rd by an insurgent bomb. His wife, Ariel Taylor Brown, who lives in Mobile, Alabama, says a woman heard about the death from another soldier in her husband's platoon, and she was notified on Facebook to call immediately. Most soldiers are warned not to release information on a soldier's death until the next of kin are notified. Soldiers who break the rules can be court-martialed. Finally tonight, somebody pass me the salt, please, because police say the trio that allegedly killed at least two women and ate parts of their bodies may have murdered another five people in northeastern Brazil. Police spokesman Carlos Leite says investigators suspect the trio murdered four women in the state of Pernambuco and one in the neighboring Paraba. A man, his wife, and his mistress were arrested last week for allegedly killing two women, eating parts of their bodies, and using their flesh to make stuffed pastries known as empanadas that they sold to the neighbors. Police hope they will show where the additional bodies are buried. Sure does make you think twice about getting that caramel empanada at Taco Bell there, doesn't it? From the Primetime Update News Desk, I'm kidding, that's alleged. Nothing wrong with Taco Bell at all. Yo quiero Taco Bell. I'm Mike J., Jeff, Karen, and Katrina. Back to you.
People are getting sicker and sicker by the minute. What is wrong with people?
I heard flesh has a high concentration of vitamin E. It's good for you.
You know what's crazy is that, like, you know, not that I want people to kill people, but it's like it's getting stranger and stranger. And then how do you meet other people and go, hey, let's go kill someone? And they're like, yeah, let's go do that. Like, there's a whole group of people that kill people. Like, I never understood
that.
Yeah,
crazy attracts crazy.
It's crazy, right? Like, oh, poor woman. Ugh.
I'm only good at convincing people to spend money. I'm not good at convincing people to, like, be violent.
No, right?
Mm-mm.
Ooh, man. God bless that poor family, whoever it is, man.
That's crazy.
Well, here's... Mm-hmm. It sort of reminds me, if you guys have ever seen the movie Sweeney Todd, that's more or less what that story reminded me of. Like, did the neighbors know? Like, would you... Okay, if you ate an empanada that was... the outside was someone's flesh, or you're eating a meat pie that was made up of Jeff's intestines. Would you know? Do you think you would know?
Why would you be able to tell the difference between that and an animal? Like, I've had the weirdest animals in the world, like, I don't know, alligator and snake and cow tongue and the heart and monkey brain, and like, I've had some weird stuff. You can't tell what animal it is. Yeah,
I don't think
you're
thinking that way either. Like, you would never think this is human. Like, you just never...
I wouldn't think, oh, hey, I just ate my neighbor. No.
It wouldn't even be like, it wouldn't even be a thought. Like, I'm going to be like, oh, I'm eating empanada, put some sauce on it. Like, that's the sad part about it. Whoever ate those are, like, probably dying right now.
They're probably so grossed out. I wouldn't be thinking, hey, I ate my ex-boyfriend's testicle tacos right now. I'd be thinking, wow, that taco meat tastes a little weird, but it's cool.
Oh, you were eating mountain balls?
I've had balls before. They were cow balls, or bull balls, I should say.
Oh.
I'll say that's the first time I chewed on them.
Oh, man.
The texture was weird. It was creepy. Don't do it. You won't like it.
Yeah.
That's
chicken, though, I'm sure.
Oh, that's fresh. But you know what? Before we jump too much into it and Dr. Brian joins us, we have got to recognize some of our new donors from our unscripted reality show. And I have a terrible echo. That's why I can't really speak right now, because I'm getting feedback. All right. I'm just going to try to wing this as best I can. We've got some new donors, and I want to thank each and every one of them, especially Joseph Jackson, Andrew Taylor, Kimberly O'Hara, James Hankins, Vicente Areola, Andrew Reinhardt, Allison CC, Jonathan Plaskett, Hydrangea Wilcox Booth, Elvira Carbajal, Joe, Robbie Pappenfuss, M. Giacona, Annie Payne, Jay Emmett, Rosemary Murphy, Kimberly O'Hara, and Topher Cassidy. Thank you all so much for donating. We really do appreciate it. And Karen, good Lord. I just got a picture from Karen to my cell phone.
I told you I'm building up my tolerance.
Hey, that looks like my kitchen.
Wow.
Does it?
Wow. Karen,
You can bring some of that Grey Goose with you, baby.
I know. We're having a party this Saturday, so we have to go. We're running all day.
The following Saturday, you should have a party in Vegas with me.
I know. I'm going to try to figure that shit out.
I'm sending you the flyer. You're not going to be able to resist it.
You know what, guys? So I've got to say that one of our donors...
are going to be on it.
Mm-hmm. Who is, this is why I'm really excited. We actually have got our first donor, I just lost my page, Joseph Jackson, who is the very first person to claim the prize to have dinner with the cast. Hello.
Oh, my God. Are you serious?
Yes.
Where does he live?
I don't know. We didn't get that personal. I don't know if I can look that up or not. Well, Joseph, if you happen to be listening, Maybe y'all should call in. Yeah. Give us a call, Joseph, if you happen to be listening. But Joseph is going to have dinner with the cast. How exciting is that? I mean,
that's awesome.
I'm very excited. Oh,
Joseph,
my God.
We're not going to eat you like in the news update.
Yeah, we promise.
Yeah. We're just going to nibble. That's it.
Well, somebody might get like that. Who's going to lick him? That's about Katrina. You want to take one for the team and lick this boy?
That's an additional
$250. Exactly. Well, I mean, I'm a team player, but I'm not going to take on the whole team by myself. I'm just saying.
Right,
It's just not high school.
We'll give him a nice little kiss on the cheek with
yep.
his dinner.
Yeah, cool.
He'll be happy with that.
Yeah.
Oh,
and if he's got a nice rump roast, he might get a little goose from a cat. That's
what. Right.
A little goose from a cat.
Or some stranger wood. Oh, he might get some stranger wood from one of you two.
Stranger danger.
Yeah. I mean, I tend to pop stranger wood like I pop Eazy-E these days. So, you know.
Wow.
Kidding,
wow.
Allegedly, I do not do
Eazy-E.
Or Eazy-E. I don't do either one.
And we don't do sexual harassment, so sorry, Ethan.
Mm-hmm. I told Ethan I would protect him, but I don't know. Mike Strong didn't get drunk.
Hey, you ripped out antenna.
I'll Power Ranger pimp-flop him as hard as I can, Ethan, I swear. I'll protect you. I'll try to protect you.
I'll karate chop him in the neck.
Yeah, I knows how to do taekwondo, so, I mean, we'll just double
that
team him.
Funny.
He's strong,
that's funny.
He's strong when he's drunk, I'm just saying.
It's the truth. But you know what else is the truth? Dr. Brian Landers is going to be joining us here very shortly. But before he jumps on, we'll ask him how he feels about this, because he's a legit doctor. But, well, how do you guys feel about, like, bargaining? Like, you know the expression that, you know, you can go haggle with the car salesman, or, you know, you can go haggle at the farmer's market, or in my case, I haggled with my landlord and got a better deal on my rent that they wanted to raise. What about bargaining for healthcare? What about bargaining with your dentist or your doctor? What do you guys think about this? Do you think is it proper etiquette? Is it downright rude to ask your doctor for a discount?
It's absolutely not proper etiquette at all. But if you think about it, like, you know, how bad do you need it? I'm a horrible bargainer because I am an impulse buyer. If I want something, I'm going to buy it, and I will pay for it immediately. I wanted little baby Cristal, and I took a friend with me so that I didn't impulse buy, but I took one look at her, and I was like, yeah, she's come with me. I am not a good bargainer unless I look at it as a sport or a challenge. Like, if it comes to a car, and I'm like, ah, these bastards are screwing me, then I'll definitely negotiate. But if I'm not coming from a position of power, like if my tooth hurts and I'm crying, then I'll just pay the dentist whatever the hell they want. And I get taken for a ride every time.
Right.
Every time. Like, I have amazing insurance. And last year, I spent an extra $6,000 at the dentist office for I don't even know what. Other than I have terrible teeth and I have white filling. That's all I know. I don't even know what I did, what I got. I don't think it was amazing, but I spent an extra $6,000 when I already had good teeth.
Wow.
So, I mean, maybe I should, but I don't. I don't even think to bargain when it comes to health care or dental work or vision or any of that stuff. I don't at all. If it comes to me finding something on Craigslist, absolutely. If I'm at a farmer's market, oh, yeah, sure. You know, if I'm in another country and I'm at a marketplace, absolutely. But if I'm at some place where I feel like I'm disadvantaged and I have to get something done and I have to go to the doctors, then I'll give them whatever they want.
Right. Yeah, see, that's the thing. It's like such a I don't know where our position is, and I don't know what you can bargain for and exactly what you can probably get discounted. But I do have a girlfriend who got some plastic surgery. And then she referred all these people to the point where she was like, when she went in to get, like, some more plastic surgery, she was like, look, homeboy, I'm not paying full price. I got you 6 different clients. And he ended up giving her, like, some free shit. She was in there negotiating it. And
well,
she was like,
I absolutely believe with that. That's awesome.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I was just, like, amazed by her. But I don't even know, like, what grounds you have. Because it's like what Katrina said. Like, if you're in pain, what are you going to do? They're going to be like,
yeah.
No. I don't even know.
Yeah, I mean, if I need my toothpicks, like, a toothache will just take you to the ground. It's, like, some of the most intense pain there is. And I'm not really going in there saying, oh, because I got in a fight with a vodka bottle and my front tooth came flying out of my mouth. Roberto Cavalli's vodka. If you stick it in the freezer, do not try and use your mouth to open it because it's not going to work out in your favor. So here's what happened. I got in a fight with the Roberto Cavalli vodka in my freezer, and I lost to Cavalli vodka, and my front tooth came flying out. Can you imagine a pussy-ass little bitch like me with no front tooth? Are you kidding me?
Oh, my
me?
God. That's
Are
funny.
You kidding? Yeah, so needless to say, $6,000 later, I have a great smile. I certainly did not bargain because I did not want to kill
$5,000 and just moved to West Virginia.
There you go. Exactly. Save yourself you could have took that and bought yourself a double wide for that price. Hell, you could have bought two double wides and then stuck them together. But what about this? I mean, okay, so you guys aren't necessarily down with asking your doctor for a discount or maybe to pay insurance rates. But what if you're in a position where, like, you don't have health insurance or you don't necessarily have the money? I mean, is it – if you're in a position of hardship, is it wrong to go to your doctor and say, hey, look, can you just, you know, maybe recode this? And I mean, I know Dr. Brian is online. I'm going to bring him on here I'll go ahead and bring him on, and we'll jump to this in just a second. But I think this is kind of an important aspect. Because I remember a time when she's probably going to kill me, my stepmom, they didn't have health insurance. Like, my dad owned his own business. He couldn't afford to do the health insurance for the employees anymore, so they lost all coverage. Like, my two sisters didn't have anything. And my stepmom went to the doctor. And she's pretty well known in our town. You know, she's a teacher. Now she's going for her principalship. She's doing a vice principalship right now. You know, she's working her way up. So people know her. She's very well respected and well known. And she went into the doctor's office, same doctor we've always gone to. And what I think really set her off and aggravated her the most was we're paying these even insurance rates. You know, the insurance, it's all about money. All the doctor's office did, because they knew her, was they recoded something somehow in the computer, and all of a sudden that office visit was now free. And it got coded under some sort of other account or something, and I don't know how they did it, but it's ridiculous. It's like, that's all you did?
Well, do I think it's wrong to ask for a discount if you need it? Absolutely not. Absolutely not.
Well,
my dad doesn't have health insurance. My dad works for the church, and he has diabetes, and he has a heart monitor, and he can't get insurance. I cannot get him insurance no matter what I do. He's not old enough for Medicaid, and he doesn't qualify, and so I just have to pay for all of his diabetes testing, all of his heart stuff. Like, it is out of this world. Like, I have spent a Mercedes on his medical bills this year alone. So, you know, if he didn't have me, what would he do? I can't even imagine what would happen to him because he doesn't qualify for anything, and I can't buy him private insurance because nobody will give it to him because of his pre-existing conditions. So is it wrong to ask for discounts? Absolutely not.
Hell no.
Well said. You know, I want to bring in sort of our expert on this. We have Dr. Brian Landers is here with us right now. First off, I want to thank him so much for being on with us. I also want to thank him for fixing Jeffrey's back because he has been a royal pain in the ass to deal with these past few days until you fix his back.
He's been so cranky, yeah.
Big
poor
round
baby.
Of applause to Dr. Brian.
Yay,
oh, y'all go fuck yourself.
I'm glad I could help. All right, well, Dr. Brian Landers, thank you so much for joining us. So you heard a little bit about what we're talking about here. Jump in, and what do you think about all this?
I definitely think that a lot of the stuff is way overpriced. A lot of the health care, and a lot of it's driven up by the, you know, malpractice insurance, and also just the way that insurance operates. I myself haven't had insurance in 14 years.
Wow.
And even though I'm a provider, I haven't been able to afford it.
Wow.
So, you know, it's definitely
That's
had
amazing.
Me...
Yeah,
I've been grateful for everything that I learned in chiropractic school because it taught me enough wellness principles to stay healthy. But, you know, we did have some major stuff happen in my family. Like, my wife got a stage 2 Lyme disease.
Oh, wow. Oh, my God. Yeah.
Then she developed a migraine that lasted for 7 months.
Oh, my gosh. That's horrible.
Yeah. So, you know, like, without having any insurance, it took a little while to find out that in New York State, there was a pre-existing condition insurance plan that we could get. Mm-hmm. And we used that for a couple months just to go through a lot of really expensive tests like MRIs, spinal taps, a lot of like Western blot and ELISA. They're checking the immune system to see if there's still an infection of Lyme disease. That stuff would have cost a ton of money. And, you know, having the insurance for a little while helped, but I think it definitely delayed us taking some of the measures that we should have earlier because we didn't have any money for some of those expenses.
Right.
And, you know, the system is definitely changing. And the biggest thing that I'm having trouble with in my practice is Medicare because in the decade that I've been a chiropractor, they've shifted essentially how they're reimbursing. So they don't find it medically necessary to adjust somebody to take down their pain and symptoms. They only find it necessary if it changes, like, their functional ability to handle their activities of daily normal living. So people that are in chronic pain that don't actually have a change. Pardon?
I said, who comes up with the theory? Like, I don't ever understand who comes up with that. Because it seems like you can be in chronic pain. Like, that's worse than, you know, like, you can't function day to day with that kind of pain, you know? But they go, oh, but it's not changed you. Like, it's like a kind of a loophole. Oh, it's so crazy.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry. Keep going. I'm sorry.
Oh, no. It's, you know, really frustrating. About a month ago, I had to tell a patient that's been under regular care, you know, listen, you either have to pay out of pocket or go away for 2 to 3 months until your pain and symptoms get so bad, you know, you can't do normal activities in your life anymore. Then we'll have medical necessity for you to get better, so then we can discharge you. So 2 to 3 months later, you can come back with the same thing.
Wow.
That's terrible.
Yeah. So,
it's terrible.
You know,
or you have people who have to lie and go, oh, I can't do my normal functions just so they can get the care that they need.
Or
exactly.
That people
have
to be in so much pain that they can't function before they can get help that they're paying for it, because they're not paying their insurance.
Right.
Well, I mean, the system is so geared towards medicine that it's a lot easier for people to get pain meds than to take corrective behavior to actually get healthy.
Right. Yeah, and I think
that's absolutely right about that. They'll give you a prescription real quick. And it's I don't want that stuff. I want to be better. I don't want anything that's just going to mask my symptoms.
Right. I mean, do you guys think, especially, you know, Dr. Landers, do you think that it's almost like it seems our country is in a culture now where we're really too quick to just push the pill, throw a pill at it, you'll feel better. It's almost like we're purposely trying to get people addicted, especially to painkillers.
Yeah, I think there's, you know, way too many quick fixes, and the stuff that I found that could help with the Body by Body 90-Day Challenge was obesity and being overweight and not having the nutrition that people need to be healthy. Because, you know, we just haven't had a good diet in the United States in, like, 40 years.
Right.
Ever since, you know, Nixon allowed high fructose corn syrup to come into our diet so they could make cheaper food, people have been getting, you know, a lot sicker.
Absolutely. Well, you know,
tell us, them commie bastards.
They are. I mean, high fructose corn syrup has got to be one of the worst things you can do to pollute your body. But for, you know, Dr. Landers, you were on with us back when we first started. It was, gosh, this is going to be like 6-7 months ago. And you did.
Right.
You talked about the Body by Bye Challenge. And Karen and Katrina are, you know, relatively new to the show. They didn't hear about that. And a lot of our listeners out there that are listening now are a completely different audience than we had. So, you know, if you could just go into the full details of the program and tell everyone about this amazing thing.
Okay. Body by Bye, they essentially have the fastest growing and number one 90-day health challenge platform in the whole country. They added over 150,000 new customers last month. So it's like growing very, very quickly. what the challenge is about is basically challenging people to make positive actions in their life to achieve a healthier state. And they're doing it in a 90-day format because almost anybody can commit to something for 90 days.
Mm-hmm.
The core of the program is essentially meal replacement shakes, and then different kits have more nutritional supplements that support the body in getting even healthier. Because the meal replacement shakes are cheaper than the food you would normally eat, you actually save money by doing this. So it's under $2 a shake. You get a third of all the nutrients that you need in a day in one shake. It's lactose-free and gluten-free. So if people have lactose intolerance or celiac, they can still take it. And they have it at under 1 gram of sugar. So even diabetics can take it without throwing off their blood sugar levels at all.
Wow. Right. Like the crazy thing, like you, when we first met, you brought me over a sample of the shake. And I'll be hot damned if that bitch didn't taste like a Reese's peanut butter cup. And I, you know, I'm a big bitch. I like to eat. I like good taste and shit. And any, you know, I've tried the Slim Fast crap, and I'm like, well, I have it as a snack, you know, on the side with some ice cream or something. But, like, this was actually good. And it's filling. And, like, I've been doing it now for the last couple of days. And I've been doing it with a smoothie with some strawberries and crushed up ice and some water. And then putting, you know, the supplement in. And I'm actually full. Like, and I swear if it wasn't true, I wouldn't say it. Because I hate when people are like, oh, you can have this shake and you're going to be full. You're not going to be hungry. Bitches, I'll eat your arm after I eat that shake. But it's I'm really not hungry.
I need my arm, Jeff, by the way.
It's actually a complete meal. So you have high quality proteins in there. So those keep you full. Plus there's actually more fiber in a shake than actual fiber supplements. Like
psyllium. Oh, that explains some shit.
Exactly. So it, you know, helps balance your biochemistry that way, because if you have a lot of fiber, it's going to absorb bile acids that don't get reabsorbed and increase your cholesterol. So that's like the big benefit of the fiber. So people can pick whatever their, you know, according to what their goal is, they can pick a challenge kit that will help them achieve that. So there's people that have lost over 30 pounds easily with this, huge changes in their health. The thing that got me into it was trying to find a solution for my wife. When I gave her first shake, it was so that she could take her meds that she was taking to deal with the chronic migraine. And they had her on 4 really powerful meds. And even with those, we had the light blocked out from the room. She had trouble lifting the comforter off of her some days. Was it like a 7 out of 10 pain threshold?
Horrible.
Yeah, it was horrible. And, you know, this had gone on for 7-8 months. And with me being a chiropractor and my wife being trained as a hypnotherapist, doing Reiki and emotional freedom technique and shamanic journey work, I mean, we had so many different tools to try to heal this, and nothing was working. So I gave her her first shake, and I also got the kit that had the optimal nutrition in it, which is called the ViPack. It's a complete vitamin system. And 2 weeks after using this, her migraines were gone. She was off of all of the meds, down 12 pounds, and we took our son to Chuck E. Cheese.
Wow.
Wow.
So, you know, that was just such a huge thing because it literally, you know, gave her back to me because it healed her body so she could actually, you know, re-engage with the family.
Well, it's kind of crazy. I don't think people realize the shit that we put into our bodies has a major effect, and it's something that I've realized more and more as I got older. Now, if somebody told me I had to give up alcohol, bitches, I'm going to go get the shotgun, and I'm going to blow my left breast off because that's not going to happen. But I'm saying, like, the fact that, like, you know, it's just amazing to me that all these painkillers, nothing worked for your wife. And then
nothing was changing the cause.
Right, and I mean, it's something they even talk about with children, with autism. It's just a simple change in diet, because people are eating things that may not, like, I mean, there's other things with the blood types or whatever. It's just not good for you as a person. Like, it just may not work. So if you just change your diet, it may help your problems.
Oh, yeah. There's been so many changes that I've heard of from this. People having nightmares go away, you know, with my wife's migraines. I had some nerve issue in my hand where for about 2 years I was having slight numbness in my fingertips, which, of course, you know, scared the hell out of me.
Oh, that's from masturbating too much. Don't lie.
Oh, man.
I'm married, man.
Don't make him blush.
Hey, 7 months of a migraine, I'll tell you what. Poor woman.
You're bad, Jeff.
That gives no meaning to I got a headache.
Look, I told you the other day, after you cracked me and found me with my shirt off, that this show has changed and we are foul. So I was just trying to keep it true because the girls are being all quiet, not talking about things. Like, I know Katrina. Katrina's dying to know exactly how she could get a Beamer.
Oh, the way you get a Beamer is if you start promoting it, you essentially throw challenge parties and invite your friends and family and other people that are interested in getting healthier. And essentially when you have enough customers and people promoting underneath you, they will pay for you to drive. It used to just be a black Beamer, but now it can be black, silver, or green. And they'll pay up to $600 a month for you to drive it. There are some people that have qualified for the Beamer in 2 days.
Currently,
the company
is putting...
I know the bottom line. Like our listeners are probably like, okay, it all sounds great, but how much does something like this cost me? Like you mentioned there were certain kits. Like what's an average price on a kit? Because I'm sure, a lot of our listeners, they're very health conscious. They want something to help them get, you know, better, get into shape. We've got summer around the corner, so I know everybody's, you know, trying to get ready.
Exactly. There's a lot of detailed information on my website, too, which
is
landers.bodybyvi.com.
Okay.
Or they
can go to
Landers.
You don't mind, you'll have it up in the chat room.
Oh, yeah, it's been up there.
The other site is landers.myvi.net, and that has a products tab that shows all the products. But the challenge kits, currently there's 5 challenge kits. The lowest price one is the balance kit, which is $49, and it gives you 30 meal replacement shakes plus flavor mix-ins as samples.
Mm-hmm.
The next one up, which, if you are looking to lose weight, you pretty much want to be doing 2 shakes a day as meal replacements. That's called the Shape Kit, which is $99 a month. The Core Kit is essentially for athletes, people that are pretty fit, have, you know, like a good energy level anyways, are looking to have, you know, a better time running the marathon, whatever. And the Core Kit has the ViPack, which is their vitamin system. 2 sets of energy drinks. One is lemonade flavored and the other is raspberry flavored. And then 30 meal replacement shakes. That one is $199. And then the transformation kit is the one that a lot of the people that have actually won the challenge, where the company does a incentive essentially for you to go towards your goal. So if you set a goal and then take progress notes over 90 days, you can win free product, a Hollywood makeover, Caribbean cruise, and they have other different specials. Like at one point, you could have a date with Hulk Hogan in L.A. There's a lot of cool stuff the company's doing. The transformation kit's $249, and the average weight loss on that one is 6 pounds in the first week, and then you pretty much average out to 2 to 3 pounds for the rest of the challenge.
Wow.
And you got to think of it this way. I mean, Karen, it really is cost effective because even if you've got the $99 plan, you're supplementing 2 meals a day. So if you take out your grocery bill and figure out what it costs you, if you're just buying dinner for the week and not paying for, you know what I mean? It's very, very cost effective. It's less than what it's going to cost you at the grocery store.
Exactly.
Totally. So that will last you, whatever the pack you get, it usually can last about a month. Right?
Yes,
is that
it lasts for a month.
Oh, very cool. Okay, well, that's great. I mean, I think you guys have, I mean, obviously they have a pack for every economic, you know, if you have just a little money to spend and want to give it a go and just see how it works, or if you want to go full force, you know, you
right.
can definitely jump right in.
Well, and to make it even less expensive, they have a nice setup where if you decide to be a customer, you can have either a challenge party of your own or what they call a refer three, and it's free party. Introduce mm-hmm. it to three friends of yours that also want to get healthier, and if they get the same size kit or greater, yours is free.
Very cool.
So there's a lot of different okay. options. And, you know, I
yeah.
mean, I can't say enough. Like, I really was full. I'm a fat kid, and I was full. That shit doesn't happen. I was like, ain't no smoothie gonna, you know, feed this tiger. But it worked. It really did. It's kind of insane.
Yeah, there's over 100 recipes, so you don't get bored either. The company has a ton of support, too, so there's calls that you can get on almost every single night. If someone wanted to promote it, there is a guy that is a success coach that teaches for Millionaire Mind Intensive that actually will help train you to be successful in this. They have really cool events. One that's happening this weekend is hilarious, especially, you know, if you actually try to train for it, like my wife and I did one day. Next week is National Dance Awareness Week, I'm told. So what the company did is they arranged what will become the world's largest simultaneous flash mob. And one of the people doing Body by Vi is Carlton from Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. But he's the one that actually is choreographed the dance.
That should be interesting.
Especially if he does the Carlton.
Right,
oh, yeah, and
right.
It's going to happen
I worked
in
with
over
him
500
on,
cities.
I worked with him on a TV show, and he is funny. That's a funny guy there.
It's definitely not. So everybody listening, you need to check out the links that Michael's been putting in the chat room. Just go to the website for yourself and check it out. And, I mean, $49, just try the small kit. It's not a lot of money. It's a very minuscule amount. To try to get healthier. I mean, do it with me. You know, we'll start doing notes. I'll let you guys know on a weekly basis what's going on, what's happening, and we'll do it together.
And they have a 30-day money-back guarantee, you know, for
the
first 30 days.
Oh, there you go, bitches. That's what I'm talking about.
And then
the
other thing is health insurance plans that have an actual health plan associated with it, usually that's through like an HSA and people have flex spending, people have received medical necessity authorization to use this.
Oh,
so
basically
if you're a fatty,
oh my gosh, wait a minute, I didn't even know this, because I could go use Joe's flex spending card in my
body. Well, you know what it is? It's they know that if you're healthier, then that's less, you know, stress on the actual, like, my health insurance pays for my gym membership. I mean, they want you to be healthier so you're not sick.
Well, they
know?
Just don't want to pay out the money to commie bastards.
Well, that's right. Well, you know,
I tried
this system. I did the 90 days. It works. What's good about it is that it trains you to have good habits because, you know, they say anything after 21 days is a habit. So, like, if you stop drinking or stop smoking, if you keep it going for 21 days or, say, if you start working out and you keep it going for 21 days, then it's officially a habit. Well, that's what's good about this system. But I didn't really like the taste of the treats. I liked the results. I didn't like the taste.
Oh.
I didn't like the taste. I don't like not being able to drink alcohol, and I don't like not having real cheesecake. But
yeah.
But it worked. I liked how I looked.
Well, you could have the drinks with your meal later in the day.
Yeah, I'm a hog. I like that it lets you eat throughout the day. I don't do okay if you have to starve. That's not gonna work for me. So it worked. I just you know, I still missed cheesecake, and I still missed vodka and champagne. But it worked. And I did look good. I looked good.
I got some clients over here at my house, Katrina, if you want some vodka. That
I'm
really
coming. It's birth season. What's our cake?
Well, I think you can figure out a recipe that you'd love. My wife and I one night made a pina colada essentially with the shake mix.
I big dig in that. Can I pour it in an old rum bottle and then shake it up in that and play with myself in my own head and pretend that it was a real pina colada?
Nice.
Look at this tea you're getting. Ooh, it's delicious. Get some thick whipped cream, like splash some Cool Whip on top with no calories and no sugar and say, hey, time.
Katrina, I can tell you from the product that I have, like I just added a scoop into my little smoothie and there was no taste difference for me. Like I didn't really notice a difference and it was fine. So what I've got is working well and I'm enjoying it. And the fat bitch is full. I am not hungry. I'm going to start taking pictures after I make my smoothie tomorrow, and I will
do
send it to y'all.
Do it.
I want to see.
Let's track your progress.
That's right, kids. So give it a whirl. Make sure you go to the website and just check it out. It's in the chat room. Brian, thank you so much for coming on, and hopefully I'll see you this week at First Runs Fest.
Definitely. Thanks for inviting me.
Yeah. All right. Awesome.
Thanks,
everybody.
Brian.
Thank
you're
you.
Very welcome. Thank
make
you, everybody.
Sure you go and check out the list, guys. Just check it out. Especially, I know there's so many folks in the chat room. Y'all got some issues. You're spreading it in the chat room like it was your mama's business. So go check it out. Maybe it'll change. You know, maybe a simple diet change is all what you needed. And I know there's some heifers in the chat room that is right complaining with me.
Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. Well, you know what else, you guys? We want to have you all call in tomorrow night because guess what? It's Friday, and that means we're doing a full live 90-minute broadcast of Unscripted
Yay!
Radio. In
and we got a top 10.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know why you're saying we. You ain't even going to be here, fool.
Me?
I'm going to be here.
I was going to call in.
No, I'm talking about Michael. He's supposed to take Friday off. You said you was getting drunk all day watching Netflix.
Well, I'm still going to be here for a show.
Oh, well, peace out, bitches. I won't be here.
He'll call in while he's getting drunk.
Listen. How could
what
I miss?
What happened to the awesome foursome? What happened to us?
Yeah, I know, really.
I'm just
what
playing.
The hell?
I'm just playing.
Look,
I got no plans this weekend except to be with y'all, bitches.
Right?
Yay. Okay, good. I like that. I like that. I'll take it. I like it.
Yeah, and we're going to badger some of our guests. They're going to call and ask us for advice. You know we got to, like, ruin their lives.
We got that goodness going on, that good stuff, that gishy stuff.
Yeah.
Call us up with all your questions. We're going to hook you up with that gishy stuff. Yeah.
And if you're afraid to, like, ask somebody out, call us and we'll call them. We'll ask them out for you.
I got some good lines. That's right. I got some good stuff just on the deck, just waiting. Some new stuff. Stuff they never even heard before.
You know
we'll
what?
Date. We'll get you some stuff.
Hey, here's the thing, too, guys. If you're too afraid to call in, last Friday we had Karen hanging out in the chat room like she usually does.
Yeah.
She was reading your questions live from the Unscripted Radio chat room via Block Talk Radio. So if you're a little shy, you're a little skittish, maybe you just don't want to air your business out on the air. That's fine. Post your question in the chat room. We will try to switch it up and do some phone calls and some chat room calls. We will also be answering things via email. So if you want to shoot us an email, do it at unscriptedradio@AOL.com. And also, in addition to the premiere of K-Squared, which is tomorrow,
yeah,
we have the Unscripted Radio's top 10 list with no one else other than Mr. Eazy-E himself. He will be.
Hey. I'm so looking forward to that. You have no idea. I cannot wait. I'm salivating.
Yeah, well, you know, us at the show, we got a preview of Katrina's list. And let me tell you, I was cracking up. I couldn't sleep last night.
My list is good. I'm good. You give me an assignment, I will get it done.
Oh, my God.
Especially
and I love
complaining. Forget about it.
Yeah, and I love
that what we're forgetting, right? Tomorrow's a holiday. Johnny just pointed out in the chat room it's 4:20, so take a minute and have a little smoke.
Oh,
I'm just saying.
Mama's going to be a little wasted when I call in tomorrow. I have a big pool party to go to, so I'm going to be, you know, starving all day and then diving in some vodka, and I'm going to call up a little trash.
It's going to be a little
weed is legal over here, so I'll just be at the dispensary and I'll just be taking pictures.
I'm not going to smoke. That's not legal here. But I will be wasted drunk, so I will call you.
Another thing we're going to do when Jeff and Mike come to California. We're going to go get them a weed license.
We're going to take you guys and get you a license and film it Amsterdam style.
Look, I'm pretty sure.
It's going to be an episode of the web series, Us Getting High, just like Joe.
Yeah, they have peanut butter for Mr. Peanut Butter Pants.
Wait, I can't get high. I can't get high because it'll put me in violation of my contract I have with my job.
You don't have to on your own supply.
Look, they might watch the show. I mean, okay, look. I'm pretty sure
you
that
can't get in trouble if you're in a state where it's legal.
You just tell them it's movie magic and that it wasn't real.
I'll have to ask HR about that one. But
just tell them all TV is scripted and it wasn't real. It was staged.
Oh, there we go.
It's scripted.
It's scripted.
Okay,
all right.
And you know what else is going on tomorrow? It's Friday. That means y'all bitches get paid. So y'all got to head over to indiegogo.com/unscriptedradio and give us all motherfucking money.
Because we are shameless, and that is how we get down. And we need to pay to get high on our own supply. So that's why we need your donations so that we can celebrate 420 proper. Thank you. Thank you.
I know, and there's so many folks that I see constantly on Karen's wall asking how can they get an autographed picture, or on Katrina's wall, or I'd love to go on a date with you, or I'd love to do this. Well, bitches, now you can. Get your asses over to indiegogo.com/unscriptedradio and go.
You hear that, folks? They're pissing me out straight, square, on Unscripted.
That's right. If you want an autographed photo of boobs from Katrina or Karen, you need to go donate.
Right.
You ain't saying whose titties they are, but they're going to be somebody's.
And they're going to be autographed, and they're going to be fabulous.
Yeah.
We'll get you an autographed photo of the angry midget's titties. She'll love me for that.
Oh, yeah.
I bet that she's going to make me be the photographer. Are you hearing that, kids? Blood, sweat, and tears. I'm willing to do it for you. Hook us up. We'll hook you up. That's how this is going down.
Honey, she's going to be dining, but it ain't going to be on. Oh, Lord, honey.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh,
we'll talk about my cliff diving tomorrow, when hopefully we'll talk about my muff diving.
Oh, I thought you said cliff diving.
That.
I really did. Oh, I thought you said cliff diving. Oh.
We've got to get to that. I got to hear about your
swimming
with the snatches. I got to say, I got to hear about the story. It's going to be good.
It was freezing, and my ears were like full of water, and my nose was congested, and I couldn't breathe for like 12 hours, and I got a wedgie that could cover the Grand Canyon, but it was amazing. We'll get to that tomorrow.
We'll get to that tomorrow, along with, we've got some crazy stories. Of course, it's 420, so, you know, I'm going to have to give you a little bit of back history about that. And apparently, there's also this crazy service, probably in California, who knows, with a nude maid service. You can actually pay someone to come and clean your dishes while in the nude. And, you know, I mean,
I hired them. They're in California. I have a story. We'll get to that.
Did you get some tubes?
I was thinking we just found our new business. Did you want to go clean some house naked?
Look, all right.
If you go to Indiegogo and you donate $2,000, I will come clean your house in my drawers. Or if you'd rather see my tonsils, I'll clean your house without my drawers on.
If you donate,
that would be $3,000.
If you donate $5,500. Jeffrey will come clean your house nude and
the
not
hell
be
I will.
The president of the big titty committee himself will come.
No, I won't. No, but for $5,000, you can have sex with Mike for 3 days. I'll even pay for your airfare.
Mike, you can't give it away for free anymore.
Do I break in there?
Does it count as prostitution if it was a donation?
No,
yeah,
it's a
good
cause. Look,
as
long as we film it, then it's considered porn and not prostitution, right?
As long as
that makes it legal, doesn't it?
As long as it's in my contract that I can at least have 5 minutes every 3 hours to stuff my ass with ice, we will be okay.
Wow. Okay, you're fresh. I gotta go. I have a party to host, folks.
So, yeah.
Oh, have fun.
All right, but
Michael, they're calling you out on the phone.
I'll talk to you tomorrow.
You
love y'all. Good night.
Hold on. I gotta
on
go.
On that note, don't forget to enjoy the ice butt.
Yes. Yes, please do. Extended show tomorrow night. Thank you.
Good night, everybody.
Ryan.
You're the one that dropped the C word, you crazy bitch.
I know. Hey, I think Mike has me beat. That word's nothing compared to what he said. Good night.
What, packing his ass all with ice? He's fresh.
Ice packer.
I like that better than Bush Packer. Oh, Lord. UnscriptedRadio.com.
Ha, 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 ha.